Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check looks at how the racial disparity of COVID-19 cases is playing out here in Hawaii. Reporter Anita Hofschneider joins us today. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I remember early on, reporters were pressing the health department about not having the breakdown, the ethnic breakdown of the cases. But now that's changed.
Yes. So there was also some concern from OHA, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, where they saw disparities affecting the NHPI category or NHOPI category, and they wanted a breakdown to know, you know, exactly what was happening with the Native Hawaiian community, because, as you know, there's such a diversity within the broader Pacific Islander community, and, you know, the Hawaiian community and its needs are different from other Pacific Islander communities like Marshallese or Chukis or Samoan and whatnot. So Department of Health did end up disaggregating to some extent the race and ethnic data, and so we were able to see that actually Native Hawaiians are not experiencing a disproportionately high rate of COVID-19, but for the category of all other Pacific Islanders, they are. And so the most recent data that came out on Friday found that other Pacific Islanders make up 23% of Hawaii's COVID-19 cases. That's almost a quarter, even though the State Department of Health says they only represent about 4% of the population. So it's pretty striking.
So what did Dr. Sarah Park have to say about that?
She was saying she actually wasn't surprised, because there was another outbreak of another respiratory disease not long ago, mumps, and it strongly affect the Pacific Islander community. And she said one of the challenges with respiratory diseases is it helps if you have, you know, different rooms in your house to self-isolate. But if you live in a large family that, like, is a multi-generational family or where people are sharing, you know, rooms, you can't really follow the CDC advice of just closing, you know, the door to your room and only having your own bathroom. That's just not practical for a lot of people. And so she was saying that she, you know, has been concerned that it would affect the Pacific Islander community, especially too. One other thing to note is a lot of people are working in essential jobs or frontline jobs where they don't have the option of working from home like you or I. They have to be able to go in. They have to interface with people. And so, you know, these are people working in restaurants, people, you know, working in security, people working in healthcare. A lot of people are housekeepers, although we know that, you know, the hotel industry is, you know, not what it used to be, but they're either suffering from unemployment and having trouble accessing unemployment benefits, or they might still be working and be more exposed and more at risk to catching the virus. So unfortunately, it's not a shocking finding, but I thought the disparity was still pretty significant. You know, 23% compared to 4% is huge. And far worse than any other disparity. The Filipino community also is experiencing a disparity. They make up about 16% of the population, but more than 20% of cases. But it's just not as extreme as what the, you know, Pacific Islander community is facing.
Now, I know the Hotel Workers Union is stepping up, increased testing this weekend for some of its members, you know, who are to a large degree Filipino workers. What else is the community doing to help, you know, the Pacific Island groups that are affected?
Yeah, it's worth noting, you know, that this disparity affecting Pacific Islanders is actually being seen in many states. And nationally and locally, Pacific Islander groups have been organizing and coming together to try to create their own task force. So, for example, there's a Marshallese COVID-19 task force, and there's a Hawaii Pacific Islander task force trying to figure out how they can target resources and help people. But it's definitely a challenge. You know, I was speaking to somebody who is one of the leaders of the Pacific Islander Task Force here, and she was saying, you know, people are afraid to go to the doctor, so she suggested telehealth. But that doesn't work if you don't have Wi-Fi at home or if you don't have a computer. And so these are, you know, real challenges that it's going to take a while to try to figure out.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check. You can read her full story at civilbeat.org.